Celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
那么今年我们根据马可福音的这个记载，来再一次纪念主耶稣。
And according to the records from the Gospel of Mark, we remember Jesus.
啊，对不起，儿童主日学的孩子，你们可以跟着老师到你们所应当去的地方。我们大家一起来看马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16.
一到八节。
Verse 1 to 8.
马可福音十六章第一到第八节。
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 1 to 8. Gospel of Mark, chapter 16.When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early, on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe.Sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb.They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚、萨罗米买了香膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。七日的第一日清晨，出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里，彼此说：“谁给我们把石头从坟墓滚开呢？”那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看。却见石头已经滚开了。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。那少年人对他们说：“不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里。请看安放他的地方。你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去。”在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。他们就出来，从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。因为他们害怕。
Because they were afraid.
各位，我们很惊讶，为什么马可给我们的这个记忆里面复活的那一个早晨，他们还是害怕。
We are astonished. Why is it that in Mark's records, on the day of his resurrection, the people are frightened and bewildered?
我们常年在教会，我们每一次来到复活节，都要逼每一个人呢很兴奋。
We are here whole year long, and when it's Easter time, we have to force everyone to be excited.
因为我们认为主耶稣复活是一个值得我们兴奋的事情。
Because it is something we are supposed to be joyful about, the resurrection of Jesus.
但是两千年前当事情刚刚发生的时候
，But 2,000 years ago, when the actual event happened,
那个情绪那个反应刚好跟我们今天是很大的差别。
The situation and the reaction to that is so different from us now.
你看到说马可告诉我们他们很惊奇他们很害怕
You see that Mark tells us that they were bewildered and they were afraid
什么时候你感到惊奇什么时候你感到害怕
When were you amazed and when are you frightened
我想马可谁给我们回忆的真的是像我们常常搞经验到
I think Mark shows us that these are the situation that we face withOften,
如果马可给我们记录告诉我们说这时候这些妇女非常高兴在那边拍手唱哈利路亚我敢肯定这个就是假的了
I'm sure that if Mark were to tell us that all the women were very happy and joyful and clapping and singing then we would think that it is fake
那真的正如很多人说，圣经是你们写的，那么里面的事情是你们捏造的。
Some people accuse us that the Bible is written by you, and the things that you've written there are fake.
是，如果第一个复活的早晨是在那边唱哈利路亚，那真的是假的。
But if it is truly on the first day of the resurrection, everyone is joyful and singing, then it is truly it's false.
圣经给我们看到这件事情。就是在最初的时候，大家也都不明白真正是什么事情。
The Bible shows us that at the original event, people did not know what was going on.
其实整本马可福音，你从头看到尾，一直充满着惊奇、惊讶、害怕的那个这个情绪跟那个气氛。
Actually, the whole Gospel of Mark has records of events that amazes us, astonishes, and make us frightened.
马可只有十六章而已。
There are only 16 chapters in Mark.
但是他至少有18次提到说里面的人惊奇害怕。
But there are at least 18 occasions when he mentioned that people were amazed or astonished or terrified.
而今天我们要再来回顾这整个这样的一个感受，这样整个这样一个情绪。
And today we are going to relive these verses and these feelings.
然后让上帝再一次带领跟上帝引导我们这样的一个感受到一个呢正确的一个意义上面去。
To allow God to lead and guide us to the true meaning.
首先我们再回到那个空坟墓的那一幕。
Firstly, we return to the scene of the empty tomb.
这些人看到空坟墓没有即刻想到耶稣复活，那是不可能的。
When they saw the empty tomb, the people there, the first thoughts is not that Jesus had resurrected.
因为耶稣复活这样的一件事情，虽然耶稣有提过
，Although Jesus had mentioned his resurrection，
但是正如我们一般人，正如我们21st century有科学头脑的人
，But just like ordinary people like us in the 21st century with scientific minds，
虽然2000年前他们还没有像我们今天是属于这样一种科学的时代
，Although it's not the scientific era like we are today，
但是人的理性这几千年来差不多几乎都一样。
But the way we think has not been changed very much.
他们听是听，但是没有放在心里面。
Just like all of us, we listen, but we do not remember in our hearts.
那么就是他们听了，他们也不明白会是怎么一回事，因为这样的事情从来没有经验过。
And even if they heard it, they might not have understood what it really meant because it's not something they experienced before.
正如我们常常说，我们听牧师讲到，我们不知道他在讲什么，因为我们没有能够体会他讲的。
Sometimes we listen to Reverend and we say we don't understand because we might not have experienced this.
是的，我们一直有这样的一个听的跟我们所能够明白感受的一直有一个距离。
We often would have a separation between what we actually hear and our own personal experiences.
那我们也不要假设听过了就一定就是明白了。
And we shouldn't assume that what we have heard we have understood in our hearts.
因为这个是真的是我们每一个人在认识事情的这个事情上面就是这样一个过程。
Because this is the same process of learning for everyone.
所以他们也真的不明白。
And so for the people at that time, they really could not understand.
如果他们看到空坟墓就想到会是就是复活，我想这个真的是捏造出来假的。
I think if they had seen the empty tomb and the first thought in their mind is Jesus had resurrected, I think this would be false.
那么他们真的是太聪明。
And then they would be too clever for us.
因为耶稣复活的这样一件事本来就是不是人想得到的。
Because the resurrection of Jesus is something unexpected and men could not have envisioned.
正如这个上帝来找回人这样一件事从来就不是人想得到的一件事。
Because at the time, for God to come and reach out to men is something they could not have imagined.
所以我们很难相信，我们很难接受是很自然的。
So it's natural that we could not believe and could not accept.
但是今天我们要看到说上帝一直不断地帮助我们去明白。
But today we see that God continues to try to help us to understand.
就在那坟墓的那一个少年人
and the young man at the tomb,
他先提供一个很重要，怎么样去明白这件事情的一个很重要、很根本的一个线索或者是一个指标。
And at the time, this man provides a very important clue and to guide us.
他说，就是在16:6，他说不要惊恐。你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣。
Because he says in verse 6, Don't be alarmed, he said, You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified.
如果你来到这个坟墓，这个人从来没有被钉死，但是又复活了，这个呢，没有什么大不了的事情。
If I come to the empty tomb and, you know, this person had not been crucified and had just resurrected, it might not be such a great event. If the person who had resurrected is not the one who was crucified, then it's not a big deal.
但是定死了又复活了, 单单就够了吗?
But if the one who had been crucified, if he had resurrected, is that enough?
你翻到上帝不是只是弄一个很奇怪的事情要使我们惊讶然后说他复活所以他是神不是的
God did not create just a special event to catch our attention.
就在我们重新看整个马可的时候,
just as we look at the Gospel of Mark all over again,
我们再一次看到说一次又一次的惊奇惊讶害怕,
we see repeatedly amazement, astonishment, frightened or terrified.
我希望你现在打开你的马可福音,
I would like you to open to the Gospel of Mark.
那如果你是用电子的, 我希望你速度够快,
if you're using electronic Bible, I hope you're fast enough.
不然我请你考虑也再带圣经来这个崇拜,
otherwise I would encourage you to bring the normal paper version.
Ready? 第一章27节,
Mark chapter 1 verse 27.
当耶稣把鬼赶出来的时候, 他这样说, 众人都惊讶, 彼此说, 这是什么? 是什么道理? 他是用权柄吩咐污鬼。
And when Jesus had done exorcism on some evil spirits, he said, the people were also amazed that they asked each other, what is this? A new teaching and authority, he even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him.
二章十二节，当他使到一个瘫子躺，这个能够这个站起来走的时候呢，这个二章十二节那边也说，众人都惊奇，然后归荣耀与上帝。我们从来没见过这样的事。
In chapter 2, verse 12, when he made a cripple walk again, he says, this amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this.
第四章41节, 当耶稣在海这个在风浪的这个当中, 然后呢, 叫风停风浪止的时候, 门徒说, 这到底是谁? 他们呢, 很惧怕。
In chapter 4, verse 41, when Jesus stilled the wind and the waves, he says, they were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
五章这个42节, 耶稣叫一个小女孩呢, 死了再活过来, 那么他们呢就大大的惊奇。
Jesus healed a girl who was dead, and in chapter 5, verse 42, the girl stood up and walked around, and at this, they were completely astonished.
那么在六章五十节, 耶稣看到门徒呢, 在海上呢, 不能够控制那个船, 他就在海上走到他们那边去, 他们呢, 就这个惊, 就非常的惊慌, 啊。
And in chapter 6, verse 50, when Jesus walked on the water to his disciples in the boat, when they saw him, they all saw him and they were terrified.
然后来到11章18节,
and in chapter 11, verse 18,
接下来的几节, 我们看到这个祭司呢, 他们心里面害怕耶稣, 啊, 这个, 他们要除掉耶稣, 但是那时候很多人呢, 是拥护他, 他们不敢随便动手, 11章18节,
in chapter 11, verse 18, the chief priests and the teachers were looking for ways to kill him, but they were fear him because the crowd was amazed at his teaching.
那么他们也知道, 如果他们随便的动手的话, 可能会产生这个动乱, 在14章2节, 当节热的日子不可, 恐怕百姓生乱。
In chapter 14, verse 2, he says, they were afraid that if they had done something to Jesus, there may be a riot. And in chapter 14, it says, all the people, but not during the feast, they said, all the people may riot.
然后来到14章33节, 耶稣自己呢, 他带着彼得、雅各、约翰, 他也惊恐起来, 自己也极其难过。
And in chapter 14, verse 33, Jesus himself, he took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled.
你看到说当时的人跟我们今天一样,
we see the people of that time are exactly the same like us.
单单每一次每一件事情耶稣做出来发生的时候,
when everything that Jesus had done, when all the events had happened,
我说每一次,
every time,
那一件的时候, 让人惊奇，不然就是害怕。
They were either astonished or they were frightened.
我们为什么会惊奇？我们为什么害怕？当有一件我们觉得不是很一般的事情。
When we see something extraordinary, why are we amazed or why are we frightened, terrified?
特别是当它只是这样一次这样发生，一件这样的发生的时候。
And when each single event happens just like that.
因为在那个很短的时间之内，我们的理性里面没有办法解释，更没有办法让我们明白到底是怎么一回事。
Because in that short space of time, our logic tells us that we can't understand this and we cannot comprehend it.
所以我们可能也不能够不懂要怎么去接受它。
And so we cannot accept it.
也不知道要怎么样去对待它。
And we do not know how to handle the situation.
所以我们可能是惊奇。
So we may be amazed.
可能我们是害怕。
Maybe we're terrified.
可能我们是怎么会是这样呢？
And we may ask ourselves, why is this happening?
或者说怎么可能呢？
How is this possible?
你看到说耶稣时代的人也跟我们一样。
You see that the people at Jesus in Jesus' time, they are exactly like us.
他们单单只看到耶稣做那一件事情的时候，尤其是不在他们的理性范围的熟悉的里面，就是这样子。
When they see the acts of Jesus before the things that Jesus had done, when it's beyond their comprehension, they were amazed.
我们今天在平常的时候突然发生一件事，我们惊奇，我们惊讶，我们不知道怎么办。
In our ordinary lives, when things happen, we are frightened, we are terrified, we are amazed, and we do not know how to react.
而当我们能够冷静坐下来，
And when we calm down,
甚至我们经过几天，甚至经过一段日子，
Over a period of several days,
如果我们能够允许我们自己有这样的一个时间，有这样的一个反应的话，
If we allow ourselves time and space to think through,
但是我们今天的人，我们觉得时间太宝贵了，我们没有时间冷静下来想。
But people today, time is short and we are on the rush all the time.
或者我们也已经被 conditioned 在我们不用这样想，我们即刻反应。
Or perhaps we are conditioned to just react and not think.
所以你发到今天我们常常看到人很强烈的那一种事情即刻发生的时候，很强烈的一种感受，很强烈的一种反应。
So we see that when things happen today, people have very strong and quick emotional reactions.
而我们也助长，我们也提倡这种，我们要人一看到那个东西即刻有反应，即刻有感受。所以你看到我们尽量用各种的这种媒体跟方式，然后使到人即刻有这样的一个反应。
And we encourage it today, and we allow it to happen in social media, in the things that happen around us.
甚至讲道的人更希望呢，每一句话他现在即刻打中你的心。
And the one preaching the sermon would also want he may also want his verses to strike you immediately, instantly.
这个不一定。
Brothers and sisters, no, this is not. It doesn't have to happen all the time.
耶稣做的事情最现场的。
What Jesus did was instantaneous. It happened then.
那些人现场的就看见。
The people who were present at that time, they saw.
他们是被耶稣做的事情呢，真的是感到，哎呀，为什么这么？
They were shocked. They were astonished by Jesus' act.
但是他们不一定即刻找到，即刻呢产生一个正确的意义。
But they may not comprehend then what it truly means to them.
也不能够即刻有一个做出正确的决定。
And they may not make an instantaneous reaction at that point in time.
我们的时间是很紧迫，时间是金钱，对。
Yes, time is short and time is money to us.
但是各位
，But everyone here,
让我们不要让这个外面的这个声音影响我们怎么样去对待我们每一天我们所碰到的事情，跟应当怎么样反应。
Let's not allow the noise around us to affect our reactions and our thinking.
尤其是那一种非常非常影响我们的那种生命跟我们跟人的关系的，尤其是我们的家庭关系。
Especially events that affect us, our personal lives and our families.
怎么你这次考得这么差？
Why is it that your exam is so terrible today?
我们看到成绩单，即刻先是这种反应。
Maybe our first reaction we see our exam results.
我想接下来孩子已经不知道要怎么讲话了。
And I think that the children who present results, they do not know how to react.
他感觉到的是我被拒绝了。
The first thing he feels is that he's been rejected.
我很差了。
I'm lousy.
我在现在在你面前我已经没有再有那种站余地了。
I'm worthless before you, I don't have space to stand before you.
你接下来能够处理他的问题吗？
Can you still solve his problem next?
一次两次，肯定他跟我们之间的关系就已经一定有一种隔膜。
And if this happens repeatedly, his relationship with us will there will be a break in the relationship with us.
上帝也没有寄望耶稣做一件他们即刻明白，然后就举手信耶稣。
God did not intend that Jesus would do a single event and everyone would instantaneously come to know Jesus and accept him.
你看到马可用十六章整卷书来带领我们。
We see that Mark uses the whole gospel, 16 chapters, to lead us.
他明白我们人对这种事情的那种一时之间的那种感受跟反应。
He knows that as humans, our acceptance of instantaneous events slow.
他也把它记下来。
And he records all these things.
是的，过去曾经是这样。
Yes, in the past, it has been like this.
那你还记得那一个？在这个耶稣被捕的时候，那个少年人也就把自己的衣服脱掉，就逃走了嘛。
And if you remember about the young man who, when Jesus was arrested, he tore off his clothes and he ran away.
当然嘛，怎么会是这样子呢
？But why should this event happen?
我之前看到没有一件事情你摆不能够摆平的。
I could see that before this that you could solve all problems.
为什么现在你就是给人家就是这样做
？Why is it that now you're just arrested?
在客西马尼园的耶稣自己也是非常的惊恐，也是忧心。
And in the garden, Gethsemane, Jesus was distressed and he was troubled.
上帝也知道，也上帝也进入我们的感受的里面。
And God knows how he feels. He enters into our the way we feel.
但是这一连串的惊恐，这一连串的害怕，到底什么时候告一个段落？什么时候它变成一个不同的意义呢？
And when will this chain of events end when it represents a different meaning to us?
马可让我们看到说，就是连这些最后坟墓是空的时候，还是不明白。
Mark shows us that at the end, even when they faced the empty tomb, they still could not understand.
是后来耶稣再找回他们。
It is after Jesus gathers, looks for them and gathered them again.
在帮助他们明白整个过程。
To help them understand the whole events or the process.
人是不可能从这些事情里面就自然归纳出耶稣复活了。
Man could not on his own understand and comprehend that Jesus had resurrected.
而是耶稣再回来告诉他们为是什么意思。
Is that Jesus returned and taught them what it all meant.
而这也就是上帝要我们这样子来了解什么叫做复活。
And here God wants us to understand what it means, his resurrection.
你看到刚才耶稣在还没有死之前做过这一些这么有权柄有能力的这个事情。
And we see before Jesus died, all the powerful events, that he had done.
圣经没有说他要我们信他是神，因为他能够做这样有权柄有能力的事。
The gospel does not tell us to believe in him because of all these powerful acts that he had done.
我们人都是因为说你有能力，所以你就是神。
We do not, men do not look for God because he has just all these abilities alone.
这不是圣经说的。
This is not what the gospel tells us.
这一位神是怎么样的一位神？
What God is this in the gospel?
他有权柄，他有能力做这些事情。
He has power, he has authority to do all this.
但是他们拒绝他。
But they rejected him.
因为他说，我是以色列的王。
Because he says, I'm the king of Israel.
我要做回我的百姓的王。
I want to be the people. I want to be the God of my people.
我是帮助人重新可以回到上帝那里的那个殿。
I want to reconcile the people to my, to God's kingdom.
我就是那个圣殿。
I am the temple of God.
但是他们拒绝。
But they rejected him.
不是。
No.
不可以。
You're not allowed.
把他钉死。
And they crucified him.
耶稣的这个权柄跟能力，要把耶稣要做什么，他到底是为着什么，要把它结合在一起。
What is Jesus to do with his power and his authority? How do we reconcile this?
如果没有把这两个结合在一起的话，
If we do not put it together,
这个不是上帝要我们所认识的耶稣。
This is not the Jesus that God wants us to understand and know.
这个能够赶鬼，能够叫做这个风浪停止，能够彰显那种这个很大能力的耶稣。
This Jesus who could still the tempest, who could raise people from the dead.
他说，我还有一个最根本的意义，就是我要做以色列人的王。
He says, I still have a very basic and important role. I want to be the king of Israel.
我要让人能够重新跟上帝和好。
So that man can be reconciled with God.
如果就这样死了，
If he were to just die like this,
那么就是你讲骗话。
Then you are telling a lie.
这个也就到此一个段落。
And that would be the end of the story.
所以这位钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣他复活了。
And this Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified, he has risen.
上帝要我们把这些事情全部加起来一起来想。
God wants us to put all these things together and think about it together.
你们拒绝他。
You rejected him.
你们否定他。
You negated him.
我叫他再活过来。
I have risen. I have allowed him to be risen.
意思就是说。
That means.
你重新再想一想。
You think, you consider again.
这个有权柄有能力的
This person with power and authority
要成为这个人能够回到上帝面前的
Who is the one to bring man before God again
现在重新再回来了
He is risen
他真的就是这样
That is who he is
今天我们要来让这样的耶稣再一次在我们的面前
Today we stand beforeSuch a Jesus.
这里也提醒我们一件事情。
And reminds us something here.
让我们不要再被我们一时的被那个事情使到我们只是惊讶，使到我们只是惊奇。
Let's just not stop in shock and amazement and awe when we see these events.
在我们的生活的里面，我们事情也就是这样片段片段的。
In our lives, there may be episodes and episodes of events.
Fragmented 的。这也是今天的整个世界的那种特色。
And this may be a feature of the world today.
我们不打算听一个完整的东西，我们只需要一点一点一点，然后每一点去震撼你。
We may only be able to see fragments of the whole story.
但是如果是这样的时候，不足给我们看到整个真正的图画是什么。
But when it does not allow us to see the whole full picture.
如果我们回到福音书，只是拿耶稣的某一件、某一些来震撼我们的话
，If we were to go back to the gospel and pick out individual events that shock and amaze us alone，
我们恐怕也跟门徒一样，来到十字架的时候，我们也会吓到呢，不知道跑到哪里去。
Then we'll be like the apostles when they come before the cross, they all run away and scattered。
而如果我们来到空坟墓的时候
，And when we come before the empty tomb，
我们忘记了之前面的那一些事的话
，We've forgotten all the previous fragmented events。
空坟墓只会叫我们害怕
，And the empty tomb would only make us frightened。
它不会叫我们说高兴的
，It won't make us joyful。
因为死了已经很惨了，现在连尸体都不见了。
Cause in our mind it's already terrible to have died， but now the body， the corpse is gone。
但是当跟前面的其他的事情再连起来的时候
But when we put all the jigsaw pieces together
看到这样的一个空坟墓
We see the empty tomb
才有可能产生一种可能的一个盼望
It is possible now to have a hope
或许事情不一样不是我想象中的
Perhaps the events is not what I had thought in my mind
也让我们在人生我们处理我们的这个平常的事情的时候
So in our daily lives, as we go about our daily lives,
不要这样快的就激烈的去反应。
Let's not react conclusively each time so quickly.
我有时候，我过了三天我才出声。
Sometimes I wait for 3 days before I speak out.
我知道很多人不能够忍受的。
I know a lot of people cannot accept that.
我家里人也不能够忍受的。
Even my family.
我的女儿曾经讲过我。
My daughter had said,
爸爸，你就是常，就是常，常常不出声。
That you often do not speak.
我说我会的，当时候到的时候。
I say I will speak when the time is ready.
因为我要真正知道应该讲什么才是最好的。
Because I want to speak the right words.
你不觉得我们这样一种这么快的激要求，这么快的激烈反应？
Don't you think that our instantaneous reactions?
其实在我们平常生活里面处理 很多尤其是人跟人的关系是一点帮助都没有
These reactions do not help in personal relationships.
这种反应只有在灾难出现的时候
These kind of reactions are reserved for disasters and catastrophes.
这个地铁线出问题的时候
When the MRT, there's a problem with the MRT.
有这个紧急的事情的时候
When there's an emergency.
尤其是人的生命有紧急的时候
When their lives at stake.
要即刻判断,即刻反应
And people have to react immediately and quickly.
但是在我们生活上,一般上,我们跟人有涉及到人的关系的时候,
But for most days of our lives, when we are dealing with people and relationships,
让我们允许自己坐下来,
let's allow ourselves some time
前前后后把各样事情把它想一想,
to consider carefully all the whole event
我们才有比较可能对事情做出一个正确的认识,
so that we can have a complete understanding of the everything.
上帝要我们认识耶稣复活到底是怎么一回事, 什么意义也是一样的。
And this is the same for God's intention for us to understand about the resurrection of Jesus.
到底复活的这位耶稣是谁?
And who is this resurrected Jesus?
他曾经做过什么?
What has he done before?
跟他说过他是什么?
What has he said? Who he is?
而不是说看了一个复活,然后我们就说他是神。
And it's not just looking at somebody who is resurrected and say, yes, he's God.
那这样的话,这个神是我们制造出来的。
No, no, then this is a God that we have just created.
是由他说的。
These are, it's because of the things he has said.
是由他定,
because he had said so.
然后他又证明是这样,
and because he had proven what
这样,
he had said,
那才可能是真的,
then it is possible to be true.
他说他要做以色列的王,
he said he will be the king of Israel.
他说他要使我们能够重新认回上帝,属于上帝, 他是上帝的殿,
he said that he wanted us to be reconciled to God and that he will be God's temple.
虽然他被拒绝了,
although he had been rejected,
上帝叫他三天之后再出现,
3 days later, God resurrected him.
就是告诉我们说,
to tell us,
是的,
yes.
然后你再想起他曾经在你们当中做过一连串你们感到惊讶的,
and when you look back and think back of all the amazing things that he had done before,
现在你想起来也不是太奇怪,
today you think, oh, actually, well, it's not so amazing.
真的他是复活的主,
because he is the risen Christ.
真的他是胜过生命, 胜过死亡,
he has victory over death.
真的他有那种权柄, 有那种能力, 胜过罪, 胜过死的,
and he has power and authority over sin and over death.
而他有这样的能力, 他能够叫风静, 是很自然的事情,
and if he has such ability to calm the wind and the tempest,
他连死都胜过他能够叫鬼呢出来, 也是很自然,
if he is able to have victory over death, to be able to cast out evil spirits, it's just natural for him.
让我们前前后后把这些事情全部把它加在一起,
and when we consolidate all the information,
我们今天真的会知道耶稣真的是复活,
today we truly know that Jesus is risen.
而在我们接下来人生的这个道路的当中,
in our days ahead,
我们还会有很多的惊奇, 很多的惊讶,
there'll be more astonishing and amazing events,
甚至我们有害怕跟惊恐,
and there'll be occasions of terror and fear.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget,
耶稣都曾经在这些事情的里面,
Jesus had gone through all this,
他也要带领我们经过这一切,
and he will bring us through every event,
而他一定能够,
and he will be able to with authority, because he himself has accomplished all this. Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢，是你来向我们说明，是你来向我们证明，是来向我们陈述，是你来向我们展示，你真是能够胜过死，胜过罪，你真是能够带领我们度过 我们生命当中的困境、困难，我们的惊恐，我们的害怕，我们的忧虑，因为你的爱子都曾经在这些事情的当中。主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你给我们这样的安慰，谢谢你给我们这样的应许，谢谢你给我们这样的盼望。愿圣灵交通感动这时候厚厚的将我主复活的大能跟恩和爱这时候就浇灌在我们每个人的心中。 也让我们抬起头来看见我们的生命已经在耶稣里，更与他一起就在父你的右边，何等的尊贵，何等的叫人惊叹。我们向你感谢，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。让我们以感恩的心来奉献。